AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. FedEx says it intends to pass along any tariff refunds it receives to shippers and consumers. Ed Donahue has details.
FedEx filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade to get a refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled those tariffs are illegal. After the ruling, the president said there was no mention of what happens next.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years.
More than 1,000 companies have filed suit to recoup costs from tariffs. FedEx joins other corporations like Costco and Revlon. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hillary Clinton gave a six-hour deposition to members of Congress.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices.
Former President Bill Clinton to testify tomorrow. Iran and the U.S. held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. Meanwhile, the U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the region. Sagar Meghani on how Americans are feeling about it.
The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey was conducted before the president's State of the Union, where he noted talks with Iran.
We want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon.
The poll finds about half of U.S. adults are extremely or very concerned Tehran's nuclear programs pose a direct threat to America. 61% say Iran is an enemy of the U.S., but only about 3 in 10 say they have a great deal or quite a bit of trust in the president's judgment when it comes to relationships with adversaries and using military force. More than half trust him only a little or not at all. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. A Moscow baker made an appeal to Russian President Vladimir Putin on his annual call-in show. Charles Villadesma has the story.
Standing in front of his bakery, Denis Maximov had pleaded with Putin to look into new tax reforms. He said, while looking ahead with optimism, many businesses will close down. And now the Kremlin is tapping consumers and small businesses for funds more than ever. Last week, Maximov told the AP he was just surviving. He says the increased pressure is significant. That's no secret. It hasn't been easy, but we've managed to accumulate the necessary funds, transfer them, and are looking ahead normally for now. As Putin's so-called special military operation in Ukraine marks 4 years, the mounting pressure on Russia's economy is starting to show. Oil revenues are dwindling, the budget deficit is up, and military spending that fueled robust growth has leveled off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.